Mark Levin, Joe Biden not a moderate, he is Bernie Sanders in Joe Biden's face mask. By Jeff Poore on March 14, 2023. Monday, during an appearance on FNC's Hannity, conservative talker Mark Levin ripped President Joe Biden for his administration's response to the current economic conditions that have resulted in the collapse of a handful of regional banks. Levin said that Biden's response showed he was not moderate and likened him to his 2020 Democratic presidential primary opponent, self-described socialist Senator Bernie Sanders, IVT. Transcript as follows. Hannity, now here now with his take on all of this. He hosts the number one show on the weekends, Life, Liberty and Levin, the great one Mark Levin is with us. Great one, how am I? It was great to be on your radio show. Mark Levin, host of Life, Liberty and Levin. Listen, anytime you want, only on Mondays. You know, Sean, as far as Newsom goes, I thought he banned petroleum products. Apparently, except for his hair, have you noticed that? Reparations, it's very interesting. So people who never owned slaves should pay people who never were slaves. You have people who came into this country long after the Civil War, how are we going to deal with this? But even more than that, I think they're onto something about this reparation issue. I've always said this. The Democrat Party should pay reparations. The Democrat Party is the party of the Confederacy. It's the party of slavery. It's the party of segregation and it's also now the party of poverty as it's impoverishing people from coast to coast. So I think the Democrat Party should pay reparations. It's amazing to me, Democrat generals, Democrat president of the Confederacy, Democrat monuments reported pulled down and people are saying take down the Confederate flag. Okay, fine, how does the Democrat Party survive all this when it was the political institution behind it all? So my view is, pay reparations. Democrats pay your reparations to whomever you want. Now on to Biden, when you take the dumbest man in the Senate and you install them in the Oval Office, you have the dumbest man in the Oval Office. Joe Biden's an economic illiterate. Joe Biden's the guy who said we need to spend more money to beat inflation. When he came into office, as you said, there was no inflation, interest rates were negligible, now they're through the roof. Joe Biden has destroyed our banking system. He's destroyed our food system. He's destroyed our immigration system. He's destroyed our student loan system. He's destroyed our energy system. He's destroyed our athletic system. He thinks he's FDR, but I think he's more Herbert Hoover. And moreover, he takes these autocratic powers. You know, at least, Mussolini got the trains to run on time. This jerk can't get the trains to run on time, or the airlines to fly on time. Or anything to be done on time, as a matter of fact. I'm very troubled by this because he's proposed a $6.9 trillion budget, which is massive with almost $5 trillion in tax increases. He plays this Marxist class warfare crap about the rich versus the poor, which accommodates nothing. That doesn't bring food prices down, it doesn't bring gasoline prices down, it doesn't get crime off our street. It doesn't secure the border. It doesn't do any of those things. He's constantly throwing shiny objects out there for people to chase, when in fact he's the shiny object that we need to stay focused on. He is a one-man wrecking ball that has destroyed so much that is good with this country, and he is not done. He's not a moderate. He is Bernie Sanders in Joe Biden's face mask. That's what he is. He's a radical, and by being a radical, he's destroyed this country. Now, we talk about diversity, equity and inclusion. This bank was essentially a Democrat Party bank. It was doing everything the Democrat Party wants all of our financial institutions to do, all of our businesses to do, which is this idiotic diversity, equity, inclusion, which is against diversity, against real equality, and certainly against inclusion. They poured all this money into it. I want to remind people that Joe Biden is still pushing for ESG for corporations. That means rather than investing in good faith and rationally, in wise investments for people with pensions and so forth, that they would be able to invest in this socialist Marxist propaganda as a matter of federal law. And so, the Republicans in Congress said no, and Joe Biden says no, they can. So we're subsidizing the destruction of the country, the taxpayers are paying for all of this. Joe Biden claims to be doing this for the little guy. All autocrats always claiming to be doing it for the little guy. And one footnote. While he's trashing the rich, he got rich with the communist Chinese. He didn't seem to mind very much about that. And he sets up 2S corporations so he doesn't have to pay Medicare taxes and Obamacare taxes. We have the worst person in the Oval Office imaginable, and he's setting fire to this country economically, politically, socially, and militarily. That's it. I'm done. Hannity, okay, I got one request. I have a couple of questions. I want to follow up. Levin, yes. Yes, sir. Hannity, okay. So this is the guy that says he won't raise taxes on anybody making under $400,000 a year. But yet he's raising taxes on gas, on oil, on coal. He's raising taxes on pensions and retirement plans. He's raising taxes on corporations. Mark, you don't need to go to MIT or Harvard Business to know corporations, they don't pay those taxes. They pass that cost on to we, the people, the consumer. Now we have a bill, what ultimately is like a billionaire bailout of his Silicon Valley friends and these companies. You know, every other American has to live with a system with an FDIC insurance of only $250,000. So he says the American people aren't going to pay this. Who will pay that, Mark? And why is he bail? Why is he allowed to bail out without any congressional approval these banks with this kind of money? Levin, he shouldn't be, and, look, this particular bank was subsidizing 1,550 technology firms. According to the New York Times, that were focused on solar, hydrogen battery storage projects. That's why he's going to bail them all out. These are Democrats. People wonder, how can billionaires be Democrats? Because most of them aren't real capitalists. They feed off the government. They're subsidized by the government. So they'll set up these companies on solar and whatever and so forth, and they vote Democrat. Because the Democrats take the money from the productive companies that are actually well-run and they give it to these phony entities that they've created. These Potemkin villages that they've created. And you know what? It's only going to get worse with this guy. Shortages on electricity, shortages on oil, shortages on food, people coming over the border, and on and on and on. Why? Because he's an idiot, that's why. Hannity, now, you're really done. All right. Mark, the great one, Mark Levin, thank you. Follow Jeff Poor on Twitter at Jeff_Poor.